USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In Georgia, one of the states where former Vice President Joe Biden has a slight lead, they are likely to have a recount. Biden, at last check, has 1/10 of a percentage point lead over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger telling WSB-TV that they haven't seen any funny business with their election and that everything will be on the up and up.
We want to make sure that the only thing that we are going to count are legal votes.
But is there any evidence of any widespread problem with this election in Georgia?
We haven't seen that yet.
The tight race also affecting another Georgia Senate race. Incumbent Republican David Perdue will face Democratic challenger John Ossoff in a runoff. Incumbent Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock already set for their runoff. The contest could decide who controls the U.S. Senate. As far as who will control the executive branch, we still don't know. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.